Yes, welcome to Pensacola Right Now on a Wednesday. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. And of course, if you have your thoughts, you can text them to us at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. So getting started with some of the top headlines here. Prince Harry and Meghan made a getaway in a New York City taxi after being trailed by the paparazzi. Yeah, I guess they were trailed in their car by photographers as they left the New York City charity event, briefly taking refuge at a police station before being whisked away in a yellow cab. And so, New York mayor did proclaim that the paparazzi were reckless and irresponsible in this event. Of course, this brought off, set off alarms as a car chase, which is basically what killed his mother, Princess Diana. So a key Trump attorney says he's departing the legal team as the Mar-a-Lago probe intensifies. This is a move where they're pertaining to the retention of the classified documents. It looks like it's in its final stages, but Timothy Parlator told the Associated Press that his departure had nothing to do with Trump. It's not a reflection of his view of the Justice Department's investigation either. He still says it's misguided and overly aggressive. He believed that he had served Trump well and was ready to move forward with that. Not yet. Governor DeSantis has assigned bills targeting drag shows, transgender kids, and the use of bathrooms and pronouns. A series of these bills is what he signed today, and I believe they go into it goes into effect right away. Planned Parenthood started canceling appointments for gender-affirming healthcare immediately, and his bill signing in an evangelical Christian school had a campaign-like feel, according to those who watched it. I guess at one point he started throwing Sharpies to the crowd. It's kind of interesting. A way of handling that one. Brian Koberger update. The grand jury has officially indicted him in the four University of Idaho stabbing deaths, eliminating the need for a hearing. He was arrested late last year, charged with the murder in connection with the November 13th killings. He was a graduate student at the time studying criminology at the nearby Washington State University. The preliminary hearing had been scheduled for June 26th, but now that will be skipped since the grand jury indicted him. So now the case can go directly to a district judge. So it's just a way to kind of speed up the process when it comes to that trial. Then CNN continuing making some moves. Of course, they had a few weeks ago, got rid of Don Lemon. They got rid of Chris Cuomo for a while. Well, now they said they've got a new person to fill that spot. Caitlin Collins is going to host the network's 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. our time. She'll be taking over that spot. She was the moderator in Donald Trump's town hall last week, in case you don't know who she is. So she was the moderator for that. So now she's going to get a primetime show at 8 p.m. our time. And then got a couple other stories here for you where you're listening to Pensacola Right Now. President Biden declares America will not default, talking about on the debt, and says he's confident a budget deal will get put together with GOP lawmakers. This came about as he left a global summit in Japan. He'll return on Sunday in hopes of approving a final deal. He goes on and said, they will come together because there's no alternative. Actually, there is an alternative. We have a government shutdown like we have had in the past. So, I mean, it's happened in the past. We do have a little bit more information pertaining to this debt ceiling negotiation. Kind of interesting. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy brought in some negotiators to help increase the nation's borrowing authority. Republican Representative Garrett Graves of Louisiana, and then is the one representing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And Those representing Biden are presidential counselor Steve Ricchetti, Louisiana director, or sorry, legislative director Louisa Terrell, and Shalonda Young, who is the director of the Office of Management and Budget. So the four have been tapped as closers on the debt limit deal. If Biden and McCarthy can't really get something done on their own, they're going to turn it over to them, essentially. Seems kind of interesting right there. And then some stories about Elon Musk coming up here next. But first, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors on I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Expect your typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you do see something else causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Elon Musk has announced last week that Twitter would be purging accounts that had no activity for several years. The move caused a bit of an outrage amongst people, afraid that they're going to lose past tweets from their inactive accounts. That even though they're not using the account, they want to be able to keep that. And then others want to keep the accounts, particularly if they're grieving somebody who has died and want to be able to view their past tweets or maybe some past interactions and things like that. So some users have reported seeing profiles of late loved ones disappear or have an account suspended message listed on it. Now, Elon Musk has clarified that the accounts would be archived. It's just it would free up abandoned handles is the reason why they're removing those old accounts. Back in 2019, the previous CEO of Twitter tried to do the same thing. I didn't realize that. And received a lot of backlash back then as well. So thought that was kind of interesting right there. Wall Street today rises just a little bit. S&P rose 1.2%. Dow added a 408 points. And much of the gain is because Biden said he was confident a debt deal would get done. So Wall Street likes it. Likes the hopes of the United States avoiding a default. So the stock market went up just a little bit. All right, it is Pensacola right now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. We got all your news here. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Right now, I saw this story as well that I've been kind of following this story down in Arizona. There was you got Carrie Lake, who is running for governor. She was the Republican who was running for governor. She got beat. Well, she's been challenging the results for quite some time, and it's still going on. And I guess and really they have been able to find quite a few fake signatures as well as improper filings and things like that. The latest, they found nearly 18,000 mismatched signatures that were accepted. And I mean, like when I talk about mismatched, I mean like major mismatched, like the one is like legibly written out their name. And then on the actual voter card, it's just like a line, like a squiggly line. And it's like, what? And so, but once again, what I've been finding, because I've been watching this very closely, like I said, and they are indeed finding false signatures. They're finding some improper ballot like filings, the way they handle things and stuff like that. But I'm not yet seeing hundreds of thousands of signatures enough to turn the election around the opposite way. So that's the thing. So are they finding voter fraud? Yeah. And actually after 2020, they did a bunch of investigations in Arizona and they found tons of voter fraud stuff there and back then as well. So this is two major elections in a row. Arizona's having some issues with their voting. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
The
Bobby, President Biden has agreed to negotiate more directly with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling. McCarthy said he has been pushing for direct negotiations for more than 100 days. Mayor Eric Adams believes the federal government should declare a state of emergency for New York City when it comes to the migrant crisis. He expects a surge soon, including up to 15 busloads in the next day or so, and the city is out of shelter room. The mayor says he and his team are looking at around 400 locations to put them, including closed churches, school gyms, and airport hangars as well. A majority of Americans believe the future of humanity is threatened by artificial intelligence. That's according to a new Reuters poll that found 61% of Americans are concerned about the negative effects of the technology. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle claiming they were in a near-catastrophic car chase for 2 hours with paparazzi in New York City this week, although New York police officials tell NBC the couple's account of a chaotic scene may have been a bit exaggerated, Bobby.
Yeah, and I think the reason why it's even like a big story is because, one, it is members of the royalty, right? And so anything happening with them gets news coverage anyway. But really, the other one is because it's reminiscent of his mother.
Well, that's exactly, and, yeah.
Right?
I would understand why Harry would be a little on edge.
A little triggered.
About that,
yeah,
yes.
A little on edge, a little triggered if paparazzi are chasing you. So, I could see that as well. So, it's, yeah, kind of interesting one right there. I did get an update. Remember Jamie Foxx? We were getting this back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
Of, okay, if family's praying for him, then he's been out of the hospital for a while. Well, now,
oh no,
we're getting word he's actually in a stroke facility in Chicago.
Shh. Okay,
and his family is there, including his one daughter that came out and said, "No, I mean, he's like, been at home."
2 days ago, they announced that he and his daughter were going to be hosting a new game show together.
Yep, they just announced that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not funny if it's really, you know, a serious thing, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we're believing anymore.
Yeah, maybe there's I got this from TMZ, but they're even saying Corinne, who's the daughter, who said, "Dad got out weeks ago and we just played
pickleball.
He's recuperating. We just played pickleball." She's apparently been seen at the hospital multiple times just in this past week alone.
Huh.
So, so he's still getting treatment. Now, that it does sound like he is improving. And they have a rehab center at the hospital that he's at. So, like, one explanation somebody had is she may have very well played pickleball with him
at the rehab facility. I don't know.
At the rehab facility,
or on like a video game. Is there a pickleball video game in the hospital room?
Yeah,
or
maybe that's what it is. Yeah, it's a mental pickleball game or something like that. So apparently he had a stroke, and so he's at a. We've been wondering what in the world happened to Jamie Foxx, and well, he's at a stroke recovery center in Chicago. And his loved ones have been spotted there a lot in the past couple of weeks, including this past week here. So kind of interesting right there. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking pretty good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Of course, you're going to see your everyday traffic on 98 and on Highway 90. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
By the way, Jamie Foxx is one of those guys who just doesn't look like he ages either, right? I mean, he's 55 years old, which is really not that old, but he still looks like he still just looks very, very young. He just does not age. And so hopfully he's able to get recover from this stroke or whatever it is that has him in that facility. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Oh, got an update for you on Fox News. What's going to happen with Tucker Carlson's slot at Fox News? That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Now, although Fox News spokesperson is saying that the Fox News has yet to make up their mind and what they will do as far as replacing Tucker Carlson, Drudge Report is reporting that Sean Hannity is going to be moving back to the 8 p.m. slot. He's going to take over the Tucker Carlson spot right there. And you're going to have Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld moving to primetime lineup. Now, like I said, Fox News spokesperson said they're mulling a lot of different things, but they haven't made they haven't agreed on anything yet. But according to Drudge, they have an insider report that now they've already made their mind up. Sean Hannity's moving to 8. Jesse Waters did well at 7. They're going to move him into the primetime schedule. And Greg Gutfeld, who's at 11 p.m., is going to move into the primetime slot as well. Games already underway in Major League Baseball. I'll give you an update on those coming up here shortly. And then, but before we get to any of that, though, we do have your top three stories that we'll get to here. So starting off with top three here statewide, Florida is banning gender-affirming care for minors effective immediately. Governor DeSantis also signed other bills that address drag shows that kids are in attendance to, as well as how schools handle the use of personal pronouns, as well as how they handle bathrooms. So Governor DeSantis signed all those bills today. Planned Parenthood, by the way, immediately started canceling appointments for gender-affirming care. And according to some in attendance, his bill signing ceremony was at an evangelical Christian school, and it had a campaign-like feel where at one point he started throwing Sharpies to the crowd. It's kind of interesting. Other top three stories, the suspect in the brutal stabbing of 4 University of Idaho students has been formally charged by a grand jury. They indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder. He will remain behind bars and is maintaining his innocence still. And finally, top three stories, President Joe Biden is declaring he's confident the United States will avoid an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic debt default, saying that talks with the congressional Republicans has been productive. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. So, first of all, NBA on TNT tonight, beginning at 7:30. The Boston Celtics take on the Miami Heat in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Memphis Grizzlies star John Morant is responding to the latest scandal involving a gun on Instagram Live, saying that he does take full accountability and is committed to continuing to work on himself. There's no NHL hockey playoffs tonight. And when it comes to baseball, the Braves are going to be playing the Rangers at 7:05. Rays are going to be playing the Mets at 6:10. Marlins are going to be playing the Nationals at 5:40. Now, right now, we've already got some games underway on TV on ESPN Plus. You've got a tie game between the Arizona Diamondbacks at they're tied at 3 apiece. It's top of the 8th inning. And then top of the 6th inning, the Royals are tied with the Padres at 1 apiece. The Philadelphia Phillies are tied with the Giants at 4 apiece as well, bottom of the 6th. Top of the 9th inning right now, Cincinnati Reds are trying to make a comeback against the Colorado Rockies. The Reds are down 6-11, but they have bases loaded and only one out. Then the middle of the 8th inning right now, the Twins are getting beat by the Dodgers 7-3. Earlier today, the Pirates beat the Tigers 8-0. And, on ESPN Plus later is the Yankees against the Blue Jays at 6:07 our time. Then let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. We do have some weather coming through, so just keep that in mind and be safe on the roads. If you see something else, just give me a call at the traffic line at 850-262-6111 with the details. And this traffic report brought to you by David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A couple other stories here for you in sports world. First of all, F1 Racing had to cancel their Grand Prix in Emilia-Romagna due to deadly floods in Italy. So they didn't have to cancel that. Manchester City dismantled Real Madrid in order to reach the Champions League final over in the Premier League, so you can check that out. And then in other news here, I did want to bring up just a little bit about Dr. Tim Smith, as he was released, you heard it right there just a little bit ago as Joe played the audio for you of some of the conversation going on right there. There's been discussion for quite some time about letting him go, and it looked like he kind of got past that and it wasn't going to be discussed anymore. They're supposed to be discussing signing the contract with Charter Schools USA, and that's what everybody, you know, was paying attention to, and that's what everybody kind of thought was going to be the main thing for the school board meeting. And instead, the highlight coming from it, the fireworks coming from it, was that they dismissed Dr. Tim Smith. So of course he took over in 2020, right in the middle of, like, right in the beginning of COVID, when that all happened, when Malcolm Thomas stepped away. And and watching the video, I gotta say, there's one point he's like, I've never been fired before, so what do I do? Do I just leave? And it was just, it was like, this feels very awkward. I don't like watching this video anymore. it felt extremely awkward. Cause like it, like if you or I get fired, it's done in private, right? Like it's like, you might be like, oh, I mean, it's very, you feel very ashamed or I don't know, whatever, but it's done in private. And you know, not just in front of other people, but also being recorded, so that I was just like, this is very awkward. I don't like this. So, and then he kind of just gathered his stuff real slowly and ended up going away. Now, I've actually talked to some teachers that believe that he actually did a pretty good job. They think that he's done a good job. And even when it came to Warrington, now, yes, Warrington's mandate was that they needed to turn it around and get into a C grade, and they failed to do that, but they apparently were pretty close to, they were pretty close to getting that grade. And I've often said, any criticisms on Dr. Tim Smith to me should not be based on Warrington. After all, Malcolm Thomas was at the helm when Warrington Middle School really faltered. And so he's just trying to come in there and try to clean it up. So now, by the way, I've also gotten some comments from people I've not really shared, but some emails from people about Charter Schools USA, that Charter Schools USA does often come in and set up charter schools and everything, but they don't necessarily have the best reputation of growing the charter school. That often they end up changing it into some sort of tutorial type of charter school system and down the road. And I've actually not had anybody really share any positive about Charter Schools USA yet, which I thought was interesting too. But yet the problem is they're the only one that was trying to, you know, that was even showed or expressed interest in doing something with a school. So any other charter school organizations had no interest. There was some buzz at one point that somebody, that the local group is going to just try to start their own charter school organization, but that just takes too much time for what they had. So, yeah, but big surprise there last night. I don't think anybody was expecting, like, they were expecting to get the vote on Charter Schools USA, not just get rid of the superintendent. So kind of stole the thunder right there. Yeah, good point here. Another text says, I feel like firing Smith is like putting a Band-Aid when your arm is being chopped off. It does kind of seem like passing the buck is what it seems to me. Just trying to throw the blame on him is what it appears to me. So, all right, coming up here next, we do have a quick news update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Text 850-437-1620. Got a text here. The school board fired Dr. Tim Smith, but unfortunately we are still left with some morons on the school board. But like the saying goes, elections do have consequences. Yeah. Look, now it's up to them to see how they're going to go forward, you know, move forward at this point. Right. So I feel like there's a little bit more pressure on the school board to step up. If they feel like he was the problem and they went ahead and got rid of him, then it puts more pressure on them to step up and get some stuff done, and or at least choose the right people to get things done and turn stuff around. So, yeah, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. Let's get a quick update from Joe Ford over the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, well, Bobby, Republicans are criticizing President Biden for waiting until the last minute to agree to direct debt ceiling negotiations. The president agreed to negotiate more directly with Speaker McCarthy's staff following yesterday's meeting at the White House. McCarthy said it's something he'd been pushing for more than 100 days. The suspect in the brutal stabbing of four University of Idaho students now is formally charged. 28-year-old Brian Koberger was indicted on four charges of first-degree murder. He remains behind bars and is maintaining his innocence. And also, the IRS has flagged over 1 million tax returns for potential identity fraud. The agency said more than $6 billion in refunds needs additional review. An interim report on this year's filing season says the agency found the returns using identity theft filters.
Yeah, very interesting right there. I saw this little battle yesterday. We didn't have time to cover it. Taco Bell going after Taco John's.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. So I'm like, wait, what? I didn't realize, but apparently Taco John's owns the trademark of the phrase Taco Tuesday. And I actually thought I read something a while ago that LeBron James was trying to get the trademark for that. And I just, because
he was the first one that I remember really, you know, after he was putting out the weekly Instagram posts or whatever.
Yep.
That's where I kind of thought it hit mainstream, but
yeah, but apparently they trademarked it back in 1989.
Wow.
So it was, oh boy. Cause back then they used to be able to, get two tacos for 99 cents.
Okay.
In 1989. So they chose Tuesday cause it was their slowest day of the week. And so I bet LeBron probably did try to get the trademark, found it was already taken by Taco John. So now Taco Bell has filed a petition with the trademark office to get it dropped. They said it's just a common phrase lots of people use now, and so the trademark is absurd. That was their actual filing. So they said it's just like as if only one restaurant could use the word brunch. Well, obviously that wouldn't make sense. So they're saying that they should be able to have they ought to be able to use Taco Tuesday as well. So very interesting right there. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. Of course, you're going to see your typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you do see something else slowing you down, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, informative, local, dependable.
We were talking about Twitter and how there's a little bit of a backlash because Twitter is getting rid of Twitter accounts that have been inactive for the past couple of years. And they tried to do this back in 2019, and there was backlash back then for it. People didn't like that, and so now they're trying to do it again. They're going to archive the accounts though, but they are getting rid of it. And then, so now we've got this. Google is saying that they're going to start deleting accounts that have been inactive for at least 2 years as well. So if you got some old Google account, you don't want to lose it. Guess you need to get in there, log in there, and go ahead and try to try to use it just a little bit and see what you're able to come up with right there. So yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Then we talk about artificial intelligence all the time, but here's something new. Apple has a new feature on the way, which will allow your phone to replicate your own voice after only about 15 minutes of training. I'm like, wait, what? Because then we covered that story of the people with use artificial intelligence to mimic a child's voice. Then it called the parents, like in this panic, like send me money, da da da. You know, I got kidnapped, and we're like, that's horrifying. And now all of a sudden, Apple's like, we're gonna do that. It's called Personal Voice. It will allow your phone to replicate your voice after only about 15 minutes of reading prompts and training. And initially I'm going, but why? Why would you even want to do this? Okay, so here's the thing. For people who have ALS, over time you lose your voice. Or if you have some other kind of disability where you're not able to talk a whole lot, then you're able to train your phone to recognize your voice. And then you can basically you know type out something and then push play, and it will use your voice to do so. Okay. All right. Still so it's like one of those things, like anything. You know, you look at the internet and you go, the internet is evil. There's so much pornography and online gambling and all these other things, and there's the dark web and all this stuff. But at the same time, the internet can be used for a lot of good. A lot of information can be found on the internet. There's a lot of spiritual upliftment you can find on the internet. There's all kinds of joy and happiness and laughter you can find on the internet too. So just like anything, I'm sure AI is going to have its good things and scary things as well as its bad things. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, yeah, let's go ahead and today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse is a guy, a 28-year-old driver in Colorado, got pulled over on suspicion of DUI. And at the last minute, he tried to switch places with the passenger. Have the passenger, you know, like, hey, you get in the driver's seat. Problem is, the passenger was his dog. So, I guess he thought that was going to be better, that the dog was driving and swerving than him. Oh, boy, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.